What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We talked to Sean yesterday. He kind of explained how all these injuries have affected practice to a point.
Yep.
He said, you know, we've had to dial things back, but at this point we got to get ready to go because
yep.
we have a preseason game on Saturday. How are you approaching that? As a defensive coordinator, knowing that there's a lot of guys out, but hey, preseason's here.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, no matter what, you know, Sean sits in a different seat than I do, right? He's looking over the whole team at the big picture. As far as we're concerned on defense, we play defense one way. That's full speed. When we're allowed to be physical, it's going to be physical. And next man up, I've said it for years. Next guy in, we've prided ourselves on that. I mean, every coach, including myself, has to adjust. Like today, had to adjust some things, just, you know, A, to get us schematically some things we need and to shuffle some pieces around. So, you know, we just adjust, and our standard's our standard.
Bobby, I've seen your dad out here a little bit. It's been a couple of years now.
So yeah.
What's it been like? And when he's right away retired, it might be a little different than him stepping back and watching a couple of years. What's that dynamic for him watching you coach and your communication with him?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I was thinking last night, I haven't talked to him in a couple days, you know, but he's full-on grandfather right now. Him and my son's a quarterback at St. Francis, and he goes to St. Francis, and so my dad's full quarterback grandpa, you know, like taking videos while I'm at camp when he's at a 7-on-7, like, oh, good throw, bad throw, you know, so he's full-on grandpa, you know. I'm sure I think some of you guys know my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, is a quarterback's coach with the Colts. So on Sundays, inside, I believe, he lives in South Carolina, inside is the Bills game and outside is the Colts game, and he just goes back and forth, you know. No, but it's great. Role model for me and truly someone that showed me what it should look like. So.
You say you watch all the press conferences. What about Hard Knocks tomorrow? Are you going to dial in for that? And what do you, maybe from your perspective, looking to see?
I will not watch Hard Knocks. And I'll just say I don't want to be on it. it's cool. It's, you know, our approach. I think Sean said it is we're going to be us. We've been us. This is 9 years for a lot of us, or most of us, whether it's 9, 8, 7 years, some guys being here. You know, and we're going to be us. We got nothing to hide. And it all goes back to the culture that Sean and Brandon have built and the permission to be yourself, the best version of yourself, right? And I think hopefully that's what you see. but I won't watch it. I'm not worried about that. You know, we're worried about getting our guys ready to have a great season.
Hey, Bobby, you talked about, I think the last time you spoke about Hoyt and Ogunjobi and the plan you had for training camp. So if you could, two parts, how has that gone so far? But the second part of that question is, do you think the difficulty is going to be when they're away for those first 6-7 weeks to get them back, you know, back on
right.
Road?
So, yes, to answer your question, plan's good as of right now. Feel good about it. Secondly, certainly that will be a challenge, right? I mean, 6 weeks not playing football, you know, certainly. So we'll sit down with them. We'll have a detailed plan when that time comes, right? You don't – we talk to our guys, and I'm a broken record, but about, like, being in the moment, you know, being present in this moment. And today it's this practice is the only thing that matters. And we don't need to have that discussion with those guys until that discussion comes. But, you know, we'll all be aligned from Sean all the way to the guys that will be on vacation, you know, and we'll be aligned and get them as ready to go as we possibly can.
The Pats have been on for a week. Have you been able to see Hoyt more? What excites you about the versatility and what he can bring to that front of you guys?
Michael Hoyt's an interesting dude. You know, you watch him from afar. I think there's a clip out there, and I think I actually saw it at some point 2 years ago, whatever. I think he had a pass breakup on DK Metcalf or something like that, right? So, and then you learn about Michael Hoyt, and, you know, I believe he was a 300-pound interior defensive lineman that makes an adjustment when he gets in the NFL as an undrafted, I believe. And, you know, he's certainly smart. He cares. He is an energy giver, right? Like, you talk about energy vampires, and then you talk about energy givers, and he is the furthest thing from an energy vampire. He is adding value specifically to our defense in, I guess you could call it, intangible ways.
You look up yesterday, and Cole and Taylor missing provides an opportunity for a lot of guys. One of those, Jordan Hancock. What have you seen out of Jordan? You smile a little bit there.
He's a rookie, right?
Yep.
So, Jordan, best way I could say it is Jordan is a football player. He plays football, and he plays football fast, but he is a rookie, and he's not detailed to the point. It's funny, I just called him last night and told him, you know, flat out, you know, I like to communicate with the players, me personally, as do our coaches, and hey, same thing I'm telling you, good football player, lacks the details right now, and we need to see those increase as we go. But there is growth there with him, and he's doing some good things. So he's a rookie.
When you mentioned the details for him, though, when he's learning multiple positions, how much harder is that for a guy like him? Or, you know, what is that like?
Okay, so first off, it's tough. It's tough. But I'm just going to use an example of a player on our team that you guys all know, Cam Lewis. Cam Lewis plays a lot of positions. He never makes an excuse. He wants to do everything right, and he works at it. And he's as tough as they come. So what a great example for a guy that has to do multiple things, right? Position versatility is going to add value to you. And here's a guy who can do all those things. So there's a perfect example sitting right next to Jordan Hancock, someone like Jordan Hancock in meetings. So, you know, it's a little bit, you know, your job is to know multiple things in the NFL, right? It's not a college roster. So
I mean, interrupt you.
But you did. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's where it's at. Like, no excuses, no explanations. Figure it out. Let's go. It's pro football.
Sorry.
You're good.
Greg Rousseau, have you noticed anything different? I mean, sometimes when a guy gets paid and he's already had the thought of being a number one pick, they might feel like they have to do more. Have you had any conversations with him like that? Is he the same this year?
No, I think Greg's – not that Greg wasn't focused before on his level of play, but – I think, as I said with Trey, I think Greg right now is on a mission. And, you know, in the NFL, you look at two things. Some guys get paid and get comfortable, and some guys get paid and want to raise their level of play to prove to everybody that I'm worth that. And I believe right now that Greg's doing that. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we all have to continue to get better on and grow in. But, you know, he certainly is trending the right direction. Greg's a great dude. Greg's a great dude, and he wants to be a great teammate, and he wants to perform for his teammates.
Bobby, do you guys, as a coaching staff, have any advice to the players about how to handle the first episode of Hard Knocks when it comes out tomorrow and the potential fallout that might come?
You said for the coaching staff?
From the coaching staff, do you guys have advice to the players?
No, we're focused on practice. Right. The one thing that's been constant here is Sean and Brandon don't allow distractions or minimize distractions, and they do an unbelievable job of that. So, no.
Bobby, with some of the safety injuries, Derek Forrest has also had a bigger opportunity. How is he coming along?
Yeah, Defoe's doing a good job. It's hard here, man. Our safeties, they run the show. It's quarterbacking, you know, and he's coming from potentially an organization where he didn't have to quarterback as much. So we are seeing growth in Defoe. We need to continue to see growth. Great dude, works his butt off. Still need to see some improvement. That's the best thing I could tell you.
On the safeties, though, what have you seen out of DeMar so far this camp?
Yeah, DeMar's consistent. DeMar's having a solid camp. Want to see in these preseason games and things like that, right? But he's had a solid camp. And here's a guy that's been in the system, right? And knows it, and he's doing a good job quarterbacking the defense. And we need to make sure when it counts, we're making plays.
Those one technique reps behind Daquan, where's that kind of sitting right now? I know Dwayne and Deion are
getting... Yeah, we're rotating a lot of guys. We're rotating a lot of guys, and it's good competition throughout our roster, and, you know, There's no real rhyme or reason to how we're doing it right now. You know, you want to make sure that the guys are getting adequate reps so we can do a fair evaluation.
Bobby, with Daquan Jones entering year 12, how valuable has his experience been for that younger group of defensive tackles?
It's been great. You know, he operates as a pro, and not only verbally, you know, that aspect of leadership, but by example, right? How a pro handles things, and that's as important as anything. Yeah, I think Javon's doing a really nice job. I said it the other day. Seen a lot of growth from Javon. Seen a lot of growth. I think one thing, when I used to be a position coach, you look for guys that are in control of the down, right? It's not chaos. It's not. And I feel like Javon right now is in control of his downs more than he was last year, clearly as a rookie. So, again, it's practice. I got it. You know, all those type of things. We need to see in the game that can carry over.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.